Chinese Communist Party held its fourth plenum last week, and party leaders approved a plan to boost the rule of law. The measure highlights the need to abide by the country's constitution, according to a communique released at the end of the top-level meetings. VOA Sarah Williams spoke about the plenum with Robert Daly, director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States at the Wilson Center, and Feiling Wang, professor of international affairs at the Georgia Institute of Technology. She asked Professor Wang about the issues involved.
It is reported that the plenum, the meeting, will be discussing issues involving rule by law. In other words, how to enhance the Chinese legal system and using the Chinese legal system to facilitate or strengthen the leadership of the party. In Chinese language, is referred to as 依法治国, meaning using the law to govern the country. It's pretty close to the English concept of rule by law, but oftentimes it has been mistaken as the English concept of rule of law, which obviously is very different from rule by law.
Mr. Daly, I mean, looking at this, there's so much discussion about what might be happening. Looking at some of the, you know, legal reforms, what would that mean possibly?
Well, there's been a lot of speculation, as you said, and people, I think, are looking only for incremental progress at best. And I think that Professor Wang has very usefully pointed out that we're talking about an attitude toward law which is very specific to the Chinese context. It is clear that the rule of the party and the unquestioned, really, monopoly on political power of the party remains the bedrock of Chinese governance, and it is in that context that legal reforms will take place. One of the things that people are looking for, perhaps, to come out of this plenum is some judicial reform, in particular, having judges in localities, in the cities, report not to local municipal officials, but report instead to the province and up through vertical channels to Beijing. The concern has been that local judicial authorities have been under the governance of local administrative authorities, and that that tended to produce more corruption and less judicial independence. So you'll hear talk of judicial independence. Now, that doesn't mean an independent judiciary in the sense that we think of it in America. It means local judges who can make decisions in accordance with the laws of the Communist Party, reporting up the chain to the Communist Party as opposed to reporting to local party members. So that's one thing to look for.
But Mr. Daly, wouldn't that mean that, in a way, Beijing becomes even more powerful?
Yes, it would. But there's a strong sense, really, throughout China, I don't know if Professor Wang, if you would agree, that you are more likely to get true justice if Beijing is powerful, then if local officials are powerful. It's one of the differences between Chinese and American political culture is that we tend to trust federal officials the least and local officials more because they're closest to us. In China, it tends to be the opposite. There's a strong and deep assumption that your local officials are more corrupt, but that in Beijing you are likely to get something like true justice. So a lot of people will petition Beijing, go to Beijing with their grievances that they couldn't get answered at the local level. So I think that within China, if Beijing had a stronger influence than local authorities over local judges, most people would regard that as progress.
Professor Wang?
Yeah, I agree to that largely, and I want to point out two things regarding this vertical legal reform, if you will, a re-centralization of legal authority, if you will. One is that this is a clear indication that the top leadership, the CCP, wants to use an additional tool to enhance its control of the increasingly unruly local bureaucrats or officials, to keep them in line and to make sure they are following orders from Beijing. So this is a kind of a way to enhance the power in Beijing, to re-centralize a lot of authorities, to use this system, legal system, to make sure local officials will stay in line. And the second point I want to point out is that, as Mr. Daly very nicely pointed out, many Chinese do believe, contrary to Americans, they do believe that the central government in Beijing is somehow more fair and more merciful and more just. In other words, the top leaders are not necessarily entangled in local interests and not as corrupt as local officials. And this, by the way, is a long historical tradition from imperial time. The emperors are usually good. Usually the local officials are bad. By and large, though, this belief is still there. Clearly so. And this plays into the current talk about re-centralizing legal control in the country. But scholars have repeatedly found out this belief is at the best kind of unsubstantiated, at the worst kind of misplaced kind of faith, because there's no telling that the central government will necessarily put people's interests ahead of the government interest, even in local disputes.
Feiling Wang, professor of international affairs at the Georgia Institute of Technology, and Robert Daly, director of the Kissinger Institute on China and the United States at the Wilson Center. More details on these proceedings are expected to emerge within the coming days.